You're with Raf.
This week's changing track is for Sam. I grew up at the end of a gravel track on a dairy farm near a little town called Fish Creek. Both my sister and I realised early that education was more important than helping Dad milk the cows. He asked for help in the calving season, but was adamant that homework was crucial, so stay home and study. My standout memory going to the cowshed was his choice of radio station. Music and news, all ABC. The orchestral overture preceding the news is something that has been stained into my head. I hear the first two notes, and I know what follows. Dad loved interviews and music, especially jazz. If a relief milker changed the station, he swears the cows produced less milk that day. His favourite artist was Don Burrows on clarinet, flute or saxophone. My first experience of jazz and clarinet was in our cowshed. Mum and Dad listened when my grade 4 teacher said, "Your daughter plays the recorder very well. Next step would be clarinet." One local music teacher, Barb, played the piano and agreed to teach me clarinet. She had to learn it herself and teach me as she developed. I continued for years clarinet, but struggled to enjoy playing on my own. Out of the blue, in year 9, our high school recruited 3 graduate music teachers and a new music program was created for South Gippsland. All of a sudden, I was the most experienced at clarinet, playing in ensembles, going to music camps in Melbourne, and joining the local concert band. I had found my tribe. Still a fringe dweller to this day, I found my people when playing music. Local concert band rehearsal was every Monday from 7 till 9 p.m. in Leon Gaffer. Each week, Dad would rotate with another father and take us rain, hail or shine. Drive 30 minutes, sit in the car until 9 p.m. and then drive us home. All after milking cows or, for the other dad, Mr. Duffus, working all day as our local police officer. Both parents were particularly supportive. Myself and David Duffus were the first two kids to study music in year 12 at our local high school, encouraged by our small community, something I'm eternally grateful for. David went off to the army as a musician and I went to uni to study music and music teaching. At uni, I picked up part-time music teaching jobs, including January music camp. One year I was asked to manage the jazz band for 1 week, to rally the kids and look after the guest teacher. You wouldn't believe it. It was Don Burrows. I was so excited and was instantly captivated by his stunning eyes and smile that literally swallowed you up. He was humble and gracious and made you feel like you were the only person in the room. His appetite to teach and share was something that can only be described as a vocation. He was renowned for spending hours with kids, showing, sharing and creating. Day 1 of music camp, he looks at me and says, "I don't want to get a cab. Can I hitch a ride with you to the hotel? In fact, let's have dinner. I don't like eating alone." I realised my small Jaffa Red 2-door 70s Celica, no air conditioning and jammed windows, would possibly test the great man. I have a reputation for being confident on the road. Doing a U-turn in front of a tram on St Kilda Road caused Don to hit his head on the window, and it was the start of our lovely friendship. South Bank for dinner and fabulous conversation. It was natural and free-flowing, but there was one man milking cows at the end of a gravel track that needed to know what I was doing. There were no mobile phones, so I waited until 7:30 and excused myself to go to the bathroom, where I ran to the payphone and rang Dad. "Dad, guess where I am? And guess who I'm having dinner with? Don Burrows!" His answer went something like, "You lucky bugger." I knew that would make my dad's day, week and year. Don and I kept up our friendship. When I became a qualified music teacher, he came to my school and tutored kids. I visited him in Sydney, and then as he aged and I left music, we drifted, calling for chats until it was tricky for him to speak. I am sorry that I didn't fly up for one last visit, but he made an impression on me that is lifelong. He will not be forgotten. I can hear him speak through his music with his eyes closed. Thank you, Don, and thank you, Dad, for all the driving. This song is for you. Don Burrows' Satin Doll with James Morrison.